Winnipeg. The Royal Canadian Mint will soon begin producing Canadian coins bearing the face of King Charles. On the King's 75th birthday, the Winnipeg-based facility is set to showcase its design of the new British monarch that will appear on one side of all its coins, replacing the image of the late Queen Elizabeth II. The design by Canadian portrait artist Stephen Rosati was chosen from among submissions by 350 artists. It was sent to Buckingham Palace for approval. Earlier this year, the federal government directed the Mint and the Bank of Canada to replace the image of the Queen with one of the King on coins and on the $20 bill. A spokesperson for the Bank of Canada says it has started the design process for the new bill, but it will likely be years before it's issued. At this stage, it is far too early to be more precise about when the design of the note will be unveiled and when the note will begin to circulate, said Rebecca Spence. The current $20 note will continue to circulate for years to come. The monarch's effigy is to be pressed onto a loonie for the first time at the Mint on Tuesday. The Mint said a small amount of 2023 dated coins with the King's likeness are to circulate in early December. Coin exchanges are set to take place later in the month at the Mint's Ottawa and Winnipeg boutiques. Rosati has designed other coins for the Mint, including 6 silver National Hockey League goalie coins and a 100th anniversary commemorative loonie in honor of the Toronto Maple Leafs. The Mint previously released pure gold and silver collector coins to mark the King's coronation. The King ascended to the throne in September 2022, following the death of his 96-year-old mother, who reigned for 70 years. He celebrated the beginning of his reign with a glitzy coronation that was attended by world leaders including Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. All Canadian coins still in circulation with the Queen will still be considered legal tender. This report by the Canadian Press was first published November 14, 2023. The Canadian Press.